Hello and welcome to episode 134 of Impacted. I am your host, Bison, and today I am joined by, of course, the one and only Joker. Hello, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. And it's good to see we've got quite a few people joining us already in the chat by the looks of it. And I might say hello to a few people actually as we're kicking the show off. I can see Zach is in the house. He joined us first by the looks of it. We've got Mir in the house. We've got Anna or Violet is in the house. Adam Impact joining us this week. How are you doing, buddy? Bonus Baby is in the house. David Gibbs.
He's going to get some coffee. He'll be right back.
Okay, Bonus Baby, that's not a problem. I'll tell you, we haven't seen for ages. I'll tell you, we haven't seen Lakers. What's going on with Lakers?
Yeah, he's like disappeared.
He's disappeared off the face of the earth, isn't he, Lakers?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm wearing my brand spanking new Death Machine shirt as well today. Look at that.
That
came yesterday. You know that's what I mean? Fantastic. Look at that. It's cracking, isn't it?
Fantastic.
I've also got a Joe. I've also got the Joe Hendry, the white Joe Hendry one as well. Keith's joined us. Great to see you, Keith. Thanks for joining us. I am fresh off the hype of Wrestle Carnival on Sunday. Clash at the Carnival was a fantastic show. I know you could join us this time, but I know you're going to be at two, aren't you, Joe? So that's going to be
your
second anniversary show, which is on the 30th of July. Now, the thing is with this, mate, I'll tell you what, you know, it was a fantastic show. Boomer Bison got some photographs with the legend himself, Joe Hendry. You know, we believed we got a couple of, we got some pictures with him. We saw some fantastic up-and-coming talent as well, some real up-and-coming talent. Some real good stuff at Wrestle Carnival this weekend. The venue is fantastic. I'll tell you what, if you're in the UK, guys, and you're watching this show, I cannot tell you enough how cool the HMV Empire is for a wrestling show. You know,
yeah, it's really amazing.
Good. It's a really good venue.
The
only trouble was, in front of my seat, right, because it's a nightclub style venue. Right in front of my seat, man, I was stuck to the floor. I don't know what I have no idea what drink went on the floor in front of my seat, but I almost fell over when I got up because my foot was stuck to the floor. But other than that, fantastic venue. Production value is really good there. Staging is really good. And the talent is fantastic. West Carnival. I can't stress enough how good the roster is as well. But anyway, enough of that. Good to see David in the house. David Gibson's here. Cockmeister's with us.
Good to see
you. Salutations, buddy. Yeah, there you go. It's good to see. What was that about? Was it Lakers got swept out of the playoffs by Denver? He might be in mourning with LeBron James. Yeah, you're probably right. But it's a shame. He's always promoting our stuff, and he definitely watches the show because he talks to me about it all the time. But he never seems to join us live, and I used to love having a bit of Lakers in the chat. So maybe, you know, if you can get the chance, you know, get yourself in the chat, Lakers. Maybe you'll pop in later. You never know. It might surprise us and suddenly turn up. But it's great. It's great. It's still great to have everybody else. I would just say we do miss Lakers. Barry's just arrived. Goodness me, we've got quite a few people in the house today. I reckon Courtney's going to turn up in a minute. You never know. Now, guys, or Joe, I think what we should do, I think we should get straight back, you know, slap bang into the news and rumours. I'm not going to do much of a recap from last week because I think a lot of self-explanatory, based in, you know, like when we talk about the Under Siege card, I think we could talk about, you know, what's happened to lead up to those matches at that moment. Otherwise, we're just sort of kind of repeating ourselves, you know what I mean? But let's talk about the rumors. Let's talk about any of the news that's going on this week. One of the things I would encourage anybody to watch is the Callahan Uncensored. So if you've got Impact Plus or Ultimate Insider, you need to watch Callahan Uncensored, because I'll tell you what, it's really good. This week, it featured the legendary Zombie Princess himself, and of course, one of the backstage writers for Impact Wrestling. And of course, that is the legend that is Jimmy Jacobs. Really good. I think at times, Jimmy, I'm not sure Jimmy knew how to take Sammy at times as well, which is really weird. Yeah. I think, like, you know, because I mean, Sammy as a character, Sammy the character is, I think, probably a very different person to what he actually is in real life, you know, like in real life. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And of course, they know him as a character and, of course, as a person as well. So I suppose. Yeah, it could be interesting trying to do a Callahan Uncensored when he's in full character. But it's definitely worth going and checking out. Really good. Did you watch this one, Joe?
I did. I watched it last night. It was fantastic. You know, we got to learn a lot about Jimmy Jacobs' journey through wrestling. And a lot. One thing I didn't know is I didn't know he was actually still an active wrestler. He says wrestlers as often now, but he is still an active wrestler and will occasionally do the odd match now. But he went through what everything he did at WWE and all of this stuff before then as well. And he's now the head writer for Impact Wrestling alongside Scott D'Amore and Tommy Dreamer. And you know, he's like in one place, a place that he never thought he would be when he started out his entire career. It was really good to hear Sammy talk about his journey to wrestling too. It was one of those shows where you get to learn a lot about both the guys involved. Yeah, yes, we had the huge hilarity of Jessica the week before, and this one was a great way to really remind everyone what Callahan in a sense it is, because Sammy even balls up the introduction again.
As always, I think what I like about it is that it is so raw, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's raw and it's uncensored. It's a conversation between two people, and it is what it is. You know, whether they don't bleep anything out, they don't re-edit anything. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Excuse me, I'm just gonna have some of this fantastic Stitch Terrier. 2 seconds. Absolutely delicious. Right. We also had this week, or we also found out yesterday, that Mike Bailey has sailed into the Super J semi-final after taking out Leo Rush along the way. So I think so far he's only had one loss so far, and he's pretty much sailed into that semi-final. So I mean, fair play. I definitely assume, well, I'd be very surprised if we don't see him, obviously, in the final. What were your? I mean, have you seen them? I mean, the Leo Rush match was pretty damn good. I thought that some of the other matches were great as well. Was it the Kushida match was the one that he lost? But that was an incredible match.
Yeah, fantastic match.
Oh my god!
The Leo Rush match be the best one. Isn't up yet. The Leo Rush match will probably be up next week. His most recent one he had before them, that was good. I can't remember the guy's name. I can't pronounce it.
Did you not see the highlights from the Leo Rush match that was posted then?
No, I didn't see. I just saw the news on the Impact website that Mike Bailey's in the semi-finals. And
okay,
Leo Rush is an incredible talent. You know, I saw what he could do when he was up against Ace Austin last year, and he's an incredible guy to take on, and I can only imagine what him and Mike Bailey would have done. But I think Bailey's going to go all the way into the final, and he's still might.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. I think he might win it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to win it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Slowpoke's Greg's made a good point there. What he's saying is that, you know, obviously Bay and Ace Austin have also, and now they're Bullet Club. I mean, could we see some kind of transformation from Mike Bailey when he returns? I don't know. You could be right. I just want to say a quick hello to Terrence, who's Terrence Sullivan, who just turned up. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining us. So there's lots of interesting things going on at the moment with regards to that.
I thought we were friends.
What I like to see is the fact that you know, Impact are promoting it, New Japan are promoting it, you know, so there's lots and lots of promotion going on at the moment with regards to the Super J. So I think that's fantastic. It's really good. And it's exciting stuff. It's nice to see Mike doing really, really well. So fingers crossed. It'd be nice if he was the first Impact wrestler to win it, wouldn't it? You know what I mean?
It'd be fantastic. Be really cool.
We then got some matches confirmed for this Saturday TV tapings. We'll quickly go through those. I mean, obviously, we don't know who's going to win any of these matches, so it's not really spoilers. But we've got, and they've also released who's going to be on the card anyway. So, and do you know what? They've not released all of it, which is interesting. So there's still plenty of matches it will be on this taping. But we've got Trey Miguel versus Bhupinder Gujar. I think that's going to be, pretty good match, that one. And guys, if you've not seen my interview with Bhupinder, you need to go and check that one out. Bison Talks Impact. It's over on the We Talk Impact, over on Total Nonstop Impact YouTube channel. Go and check it out. We've also got Jody Threat versus Danny Luna, which is also fantastic to see. Obviously, Danny, part of Subculture. She is a UK-based talent, so it's good to see that she's going to be utilized during the tapings. We've got Champagne Singh versus Heath. Again, be another intro. I think that's going to be leading to a feud, I would imagine, between Shira Singh and Heath and Rhino. I should imagine something along those sort of lines. We've got Selezwa Spark versus Tara Rising. Now, we've seen Tara before a few weeks back. Not a bad match, to be fair. She did okay, but you know, obviously got beat. We're now going to see this Selezwa Spark. I think that's how you say it, Selezwa. I'm assuming she's a Canadian independent wrestler. If anybody knows much about her, just let us know. Because I'm whenever I see a fresh name, someone I don't know or don't recognize, I always am very, very interested to know what they're about. So if you do, if you do know anything about this particular wrestler, then feel free to drop it in the chat. I'm very interested to learn a little bit about her. We've also got Savannah Evans versus Trinity. So that should be interesting, because obviously we've got Giselle Shaw to talk about versus Trinity at Under Siege in a second. You've got the Good Hands versus Subculture. So again, good to see that Subculture are going to be part of the tapings as well. So we're going to get to see them a little bit more, which is great. We've got Masha versus Giselle. Masha and Giselle Shaw versus Killer Kelly and Deanna.
That's going to be fucking brilliant. That is going to be amazing. Given the match that Masha Sun versus Killer Kelly had, that was incredible. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, so we've got another killer, what I call a killer pair in there of Killer Kelly and Deanna. I think that's going to be very interesting.
I am the fucking greatest.
She is. She is that. We've also got Eddie Edwards versus Yuya Uemura. So that's interesting, because that's obviously coming out of the number one contender match. I thought we were going to get Edwards versus Frankie Kazarian coming out of that, but we still might.
We'll get that down the line. You know, I thought that riff he did on an Uemura to Eddie Edwards last week was so brutal. He's not gonna let that go. But I was just like, oh, you don't go there.
I agree. Can I just say a quick hello to Punk? It was a bit low. I'm just gonna say a quick hello to Punk. He's just turned up. So good to see you, buddy. I totally agree with that. I think the knockout matches are gonna be absolute fire. Anna's, can you pop Anna's thing up there? That's interesting. So she's saying that there's Impact has gotten smart and has started quietly signing people, because after companies throw lots of money at anyone, Impact was anyone was interested in. Yeah, so what they're doing is they're now starting to quietly sign people under the radar so people can't just suddenly come in and throw money at them. I get that. That makes more sense. I don't know why they didn't do it that way in the first place. So it'd be interesting to see. You know, I think some of these people are signed talent, so it will be great to see what they
do. Yeah,
what
even if it's just for 6 months or so. I mean, if it was three to 6 months, it'd be great to see some of these guys stick around a bit longer.
Totally, totally. I think some of the younger, I think some of these guys are signed like long term.
Yeah.
Because one of the ones that are a little bit less unknown, you know, you can pay them a little less money, but you can offer them a long term deal to build them up.
Yeah.
Subculture, I have a feeling Subculture are signed for a period of time. It's just a case of, how long they're going to be signed for, I don't know, but we'll soon find out, because if they go past this set of tapings, like head into Columbus, then we know that they're willing to be bringing them in. So that would be good. Either that, or like I said, at some point where they're thinking of bringing Impact back to the UK, and they're starting to sort of kind of use some British talent so that, you know, later on in the year they can start using them. The only problem is with that, though, they got to be careful, because like you said, if for instance Subculture isn't signed and they are big free agents, or that potentially they're big free agents, you know, if they do a good job, who knows, somebody might start come swooping in and offer them the big bucks. So we've got to be careful. Can I just say a quick thank you to Punk there for slapping us a super sticker? Appreciate that, my friend. Every super sticker helps. You're exactly right, my friend. Just remember, I speak bull, I speak bison, I speak buffalo, I speak bull. So don't worry about that. And mind you, a lot of people say I speak bull, but there you go. Anna, you are going to find out what Subculture is all about. Trust me, they're fantastic. But there you go. Now, people are asking what's happened to Bully Ray. I think obviously he had a
Bully Ray was there for 6 months. He was there on a 6 month contract, and after Tommy Dreamer was written off, then his contract had run out. So he'd done what he was there to do.
Yeah,
basically
he's done his best. Although
help.
You never know. He might turn up again.
Help build
up to Hard to Kill specifically. I think that was, he was there mainly for that.
Yeah, if Bully was still there now, he'd be with.
Okay, so that's all the matches. I think so. Yeah, I think so. What else have we got? I said we had Eddie versus Yuya. We got Sheldon Jean also versus Joe Hendry. I didn't see whether that was a additional meet or championship match or anything. I think it's just a match. We've got Impact Wrestling Facebook page hits 10 million follows. Now, I pop this up on a thing because I pop this up on our YouTube community section because, like, with my sarcastic comment along the lines of nobody's interested in Impact Wrestling. Well, I have to say that, like, 6 months ago, there was only 7.5 million followers of Impact on Facebook. 7.5 million. There's now 10. So they are definitely building some momentum. They're definitely building interest. Whether people like to admit it or not, people are following Impact Wrestling.
Definitely.
10 million people on Facebook tells you they are. You know, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't argue with it. You can't argue with that. No. So that's good to see. Barry's saying that Impact Women's division and men's tag division are slowly building deep bases, of course, and it's really good talent. Some really good talent. See, what I like about Impact more than anything else is they come in with the talents that you don't necessarily, you know, they scout, they get out there and they scout, which is interesting. Adam, I thought you had 10 million on YouTube. It would be lovely if we did. That would be lovely, Adam. But no, I don't think so. Maybe one day. But Anyway, so it's good to see 10 million followers for Impact over, you know, over on their Facebook, on the social media. I mean, we've seen the growth all over the place. So YouTube channel's been growing, their Facebook presence is growing, even Twitter's growing. It's all growing, which is good to see. You know, when you start bringing in big stars like Trinity, for instance, who have got such massive following on their social medias, you're going to start getting people show a bit of interest. And I'm sure that, you know, stuff like that is what is starting to pull more and more people to want to check out.
Good job, Scott. Good job.
It is a good job. It is. He's doing a fantastic job right now. The president is doing a fantastic job. So that's pretty good. So, Mark, I'll tell you something else I noticed as well. Mark Andrews, of course, yeah. Part of Subculture, is one half of the tag team of Subculture with Flash Morgan Webster as well. But he has been posting about when he was the winner. I think it was Boot Camp 2. I think he was the winner of. He's been posting stuff about British Boot Camp on the socials. What a baby face. He looks so young in those. Of course, he went on to become Mandrews, etc. And he's a proper baby face in there, but that was really cool. And he was asking about UK talent that we would like to see turn up on, you know, a potential new version of British Boot Camp. Now, is he suggesting that British Boot Camp could be coming? Is that what he's suggesting?
So.
That
you I think, hope or? So. I hope so, because there's a few guys I can think would be great on British Boot Camp. Get Ashley Vega on there. Get man like Dyrese and Leon Slater on there, you know. Okay, Charles Crowley, talent. But Charles Crowley's already established himself as an international star now, so he doesn't really need to go on there. But he's Charles Crowley to. Would go on there, yeah. If, so, but you know,
I mean, what about Maxted? Adam Maxted?
Yeah,
Adam
Fletcher, he's someone.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he's incredible.
I think he would do a good job. You could put G Money on there; he'd be pretty good on there, I think. I think there's quite a few talents out that could go on there. Maybe someone like a Robbie X would be pretty good to go on there. He's the sort of guy I think they would pick as well. There's loads of really, really, really good talent in the UK right now that are definitely worth it. Chris Ridgway, who's an incredible wrestler. I mean, come on. But there's some incredible talent that could turn up on Boot Camp if they did it. I think it'd be really cool. What about you guys in the chat? What do you guys think? You know, who would you like to see turn up on a brand spanking new version of British Boot Camp? And you know, I think it would be great. And it looks like Mir is suggesting Simon Miller. Of course, he's a wrestler and also on What Culture. I guess, yeah. Why not? Simon Miller would probably do a good job. Or he could say, even if he wasn't actually on it, I mean, he could be part of the team hosting it, for instance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's pretty good at all of that. Of course, Grado. That's right, David. Yeah, Grado came from British Boot. He didn't win, but he didn't give up, did he?
No.
There was that storyline they had with him and Al Snow, wasn't it? Al Snow absolutely hated him.
Oh, yeah. I can remember that. And I destroyed it, tried to destroy him, and then I think that's right. Joe Hendry.
Then he had the match. Well, they had a match, didn't they? They had a match. It was him and Al Snow. I thought, oh, brilliant, good stuff. So there was loads of cool stuff going on there. Now, we also got Taylor Wilde this week. He's been speaking to Taylor Hendricks during her show Wild On, which is also available on YouTube and, of course, Impact Plus. Whatever happened to Taylor Hendricks, eh? She just sort of kind of like disappeared, didn't she? A lot of talent there, you know. She had a lot of potential, and but yeah, just sort of kind of disappeared. It also looks like tickets for the Down Under tour in Wagga Wagga look to be selling, which is also really good news to see. So happy for that. Do you remember Taylor Hendricks, Joe?
The name is familiar, and I think I've seen her once or twice, but I can't remember anything.
She was like that. She had red hair and everything. I thought she was really good. Really good. Red hair. Yeah. I think she wore red and black ring gear. I thought she was pretty good. I ain't going to lie. I thought she was really good. Like, I love that. Was it the Blackheart? Is it Foxy Blackheart? Or is it Roxy Blackheart? I don't know. I can't remember her, but she was pretty good.
Shotzi Blackheart.
That's it. She ended up going to NXT, I think.
Yeah, she's on Raw or SmackDown now, but she was incredible, you know, on the independent circuit, and I think she's doing pretty well in WWE now. But she had a very rocky start there. But on the independent scene when she came to Impact Wrestling, I thought she was going to be signed then because she's on fire. Then Jeff Jarrett was in charge when she came around. So Jeff Jarrett was a bit all over the place with everything. So
wasn't
stable, but she was incredible. And Santana Garrett was someone else I'd love to see back as well. She's amazing.
She's fun of Santana Garrett. Bring Terrence up for me. Bring Terrence. Okay, so I posted something on Facebook the other day. On Twitter. I posted something on Twitter the other day and I said, look, I've got this idea. What do you think? Let's bring back Explosion. Let's make it an Ultimate Insiders, Impact Plus show, only 1 hour. And, you know, let's use it. I mean, I personally think it could have sort of kind of like developmental titles, for instance, you know, like the Explosion Men and female title or something like that. And then just, you know, really showcase some of these talents that don't get as much time on the normal show, on the normal weekly show. So, you know, although having said that, it looks like, you know, your Jack Prices recently have been getting a bit more, but you know, you could get Shogun on there, Sheldon Jean, you know, some of the Jody Threat could end up being the Explosion champion or something like. Do you know what I mean? Bring in some of these younger talents that you really want to get a bit of sort of kind of TV exposure on the camera. Film it like you would film, a normal show. You know, it's not going to be any different. But just like I said, make it a little bit different, change the coloring up a little bit, and just sort of kind of throw it on Ultimate Insiders, something extra. It only has to be about an hour.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be. It's not a 2-hour show.
No, just give us 2 or 3matches.
It's an exclusive.
Yeah,
I think at least 3. I think you need at least 3 matches in that hour. You know what I mean? Good 3 matches.
Yeah,
you could push storylines. And my thought for it would be that it would be a way to put stuff onto like the Countdown show, for instance. So you could have the both the titles up for grabs on the Countdown show. So you could have, like, I don't know, say whoever is at the time, say Sheldon Jean's carrying the Explosion title. You could have Sheldon Jean versus Shogun or something. You could have, Jody Threat taking on, this Tara Rising, for instance, for the Explosion Knockout title, you know, that type of stuff. But that's on the Countdown shows. You wouldn't put that on the specials or the pay-per-views. It'd be on the Countdown shows. So that way you could sort of like kind of showcase them a little bit on those kind of shows. I think it's a great idea. I don't know, you know, again, you know, but these guys, you've got to thrash it out a little bit more and think about it and decide exactly where you're going to go with it. But I think it's a great idea. You know, we just have to see. And again, you know, these things do cost money, so you've got to have the money to be able to do it. But I mean, you could bring in all sorts of stars. You could bring in, you know, guys that you've been scouting on the, on the indies or whatever, and just bring them in for matches. You know, so we're getting to see all these different people that we wouldn't necessarily have seen before, and then giving them a shot. You know, and then every now and again, you'll put like a big name on there. You know what I mean? Every now and again, you'll put like, you know, Rhino turns up or some of the vets. You know what I mean? Eddie Edwards turns up every now and again. You know what I mean? Just to give it that. So those talents also get to do a match with some of the bigger names. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, that's my idea. I don't know whether it'll work. I'm not Impact Wrestling. I've not got all the experience of a Scott D'Amore and all these people. So, but I just think it would work. I think it would work. But that's my opinion on it. So there you go. That's what it was, Terrence. You love the idea, which is great. And you know, I don't know. Maybe if Scott's listening, he'll take it on board. You never know. Also, viewership numbers for Access TV seem to be creeping up, averaging 100,000 a week for this past month in North America. I think that's not bad. I mean, considering they were, you know, only a couple of months ago they were below 100k. It's obviously starting to creep up. I just wish that we could see the numbers in total. You know what I mean? So we knew how many people watching on Impact Plus. We knew how many people watching on Insiders. Yeah. We knew how many people were watching on DAZN. We knew how many people or watching on all the different all the different platforms that they can watch the show live. I'd be very interested. Because I certainly think they're getting 200,000+ viewers overall.
Definitely.
Platforms. Yeah. I'm pretty sure of it.
Definitely.
Right. Okay. So Bison the Booker. Well, you never know. that's going to be a bit much there, I think. But there you go. So NXT Tiffany Stratton's worth a look. There you go. There's loads. And like you say, 100,000 is brilliant for a channel, apparently. In about 14 houses. Yeah, it is pretty damn good considering that. Yeah. now here's the thing. Nick Aldis continues to ask and hint at where he will end up on social media. Right. Now this is getting right on my tits, right?
Yeah.
Because he's on Impact Wrestling. Right now, he's on Impact Wrestling. He's getting paid to be on Impact Wrestling, right? And all we keep seeing is him posting crap about him going to WWE or going to AEW. Where would you want to see me? Blah, blah, blah. It's getting on my tits. What he should be doing is just promoting the thing he's on, doing what he's going to do behind the scenes. If he ends up at AEW, fucking fair play to him. If he ends up at WWE, good for you, fella. But in the moment, you're at Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just fucking get some of my tits. Sorry. It just gets some of my tits. Adam's saying, of course, not every cable system carries Access TV. And he's saying he's willing to bet the most is on Impact Plus. I'd be surprised. I think probably the most is probably on Insiders, but you never know. You might be right, Adam. You might be right. So I don't want to talk about Aldis any longer. He pisses me off. What he's doing is typical of this. I'm going to go to Impact until something better comes along, and it fucking pisses me off.
Yeah. It's a bit disrespectful.
And I'm not supporting him. I can't support the guy because of it. You know, like you say, David's got it right. He thinks he's better.
Yeah, it's just
he thinks he's better than he actually is.
It's disrespectful.
It just fucking does my name. I don't want to talk about him anymore. I'm going to burst a fucking blood vessel if I talk to him any longer.
Right, we need to chill the bison out, guys. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's get country.
Da 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 da. Yes, I love it.
Chill, Bill.
So I'm feeling much happier. much happier. Right. Okay. So. Preview of Under Siege. We've got the countdown match, which is the DMC title match of Joe Hendry and, of course, the filthy, the dirty Dango himself. I think it's going to be a great match. I'm really looking forward to this. I actually spoke to Joe about this one at Wrestle Carnival on the weekend, and I said to him, you're going to give him a good old beat, and he's like, I'm going to rip his chest hair out. So, going to be interesting to see how this one goes down. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously Joe's going to win.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
That's what I think.
I love the build to this match. I love the way they built this match up. The backstage segment they had between them when it all finally came to like that. It was Dirty Dango attacks Amarella. That was brilliant, and you can see Joe Hendry's nose is completely busted. Then he gets his head smashed into the bloody wall.
Yeah, definitely.
It's even more bruised than it was when the whole thing started. But so I think
guys, his nose was looking good on the weekend. I think he's gonna be all right. He's gonna be good. He's gonna be good. So hang on a second. We've got a few. Hello, I didn't see Norris creep in there. Norris Sparks has just creeped in. Where did he come from? Hello, bud. Nice to see you. Thanks for joining us. Him and Matt Cardona don't want to sign with Impact and put the work in. No, you're right. I think that's what it is.
Well, Matt Cardona put the work in. Matt Cardona.
He was there for a couple of years.
Yeah, he's more than happy.
He'll be coming back soon, I think. I think he's just taking a bit of time out. He'll be back soon.
Yeah, he's been to Australia about twice now since he's at Impact Wrestling. So he's been all over the place. He's doing a lot of work with Seth Delander right at the moment.
He is doing loads.
He's touring with her.
Loads of hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
We've got Adam Impact. Oh, he's a bonus baby reply. Access TV is not in about 37 million homes. Anthem needs to fix that. UNE relation to Johnny Impact. Yes, Adam Impact is Johnny Impact's brother. Do you not know that, for goodness sake? Oh, dearie me. That's interesting, Norbert. Yeah, what if what if Santino comes back during the Joe and Dirty Dango segment? That would be interesting. Everyone's go with Joe Hendry by the looks of it. Santino versus Dango down the line. Yeah, I think that is a cert, I think, definitely. So we got some good stuff going on. Thanks for the input, guys. We really love it today. We're really going for it today, so it's good. Then we've got, obviously, now this is a strong talking point. We've got Callahan's Revenge. So the design versus Sammy Rich and, of course, a question mark. Now, he's making some phone calls. He's letting us know he's making some phone calls. We all know that I want Jake. We all know that, you know, Madman Fulton or someone along those sort of, like, Jake something would be good.
Yeah.
But we know that he can make some calls. He's got a lot of friends in Ohio. So it'd be interesting to see who turns up. But, you know, let the speculation begin, although it has begun. It's been going on for the past several weeks now. I guess this is going to be one of the, you know, one of the surprises of the night, who turns up on this one. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good match. And what I'm interested in is how this one then feeds into Columbus, Ohio. Because obviously this is all geared up to for something to happen in Columbus. You know what I mean? They need something to happen. Exactly. That's why it's all getting involved in there. We need to see something big happening in Columbus. So I think this is sort of kind of like geared towards that. I think everybody's saying Jake Christian should be his partner.
Jake Christian.
I 100% agree. The only problem is, although Jake is a giant killer himself, it would mean that effectively you've got sort of kind of like three guys that are all quite small, compared to a couple of smalls and Big Con, who's a big dude. I think, based on the fact, if you think about it that way, it's probably more likely that it's going to be someone like Jake something or Madman Fulton. And then maybe we'll get Jake Crist in Ohio.
Yeah, well, mind you, Rich Swann has taken on some massive guys and taken them down. He's taken on Brian Cage, he's taken on Mike Nelgan, Moose, and destroyed them. So I'm pretty sure I've given.
I agree. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just have a funny feeling that they're going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to need to pick a big guy. And Madman Fulton is someone that no one's really banking on. And I think between him and Jake Crist, the whole place would have wrapped with one of those two. And I really do hope it is one of those two. I'm like 50-50, 49-50, 2/3, whatever you want to work it out as.
Or Jake something. Jake something would be good as well.
With this, with this his,
like, and of course, like you say, Jake something has got history with Dina, hasn't he? So,
yeah,
you know, there is a possibility that could be the one. I love it. Yes, Mira, you're right. We then got the tag team title match between the Bullet Club's ABC, Ace and Bay Connection versus Subculture. Now, I'm excited about this because obviously Subculture are a UK British based faction. You know, it's three of them that are coming over. It's not just Subculture, the tag team. They're bringing over Danny as well, which I think is freaking awesome. I don't know. I'm excited because I really want them to sign Subculture. Because they're all fantastic talents. And I think Impact could do a lot with them. I really do. I think Impact could do a real lot with them guys, definitely. I guess you're looking forward to it. We know
Mandrews is incredible. You know, I loved all the work he did with DJ Z and Andrew Everett, you know, and Trevor Lee.
Yeah.
When he was there, the Bear is such a great chemistry between all four of them guys. And he's so versatile in the ring. He's just incredible. I've seen some of the stuff his partner can do, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. And I think
Flash Morgan's great.
Yeah, Flash Morgan. I think he's also in Wrestle Carnival in July, so I'm looking forward to seeing him there as well.
He is.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who he's facing. I think he's facing Lance Dorado, I think. But
yeah,
that should be that's going to be a good match as well. But I think it's going to be incredible. David, you're not wrong, mate. That Shooting Star Press is pretty awesome. But yeah, I think there's a lot going on. I think he's not going to bring the skateboard. That's a completely different gimmick.
Yeah, that's a different
subculture. Different subculture, mate. You're going to love them. You're going to love subculture. I'm just saying, if you haven't seen them, you're going to love them. We've also then got the X Division title match, obviously Trey Miguel versus the legend himself, Chris Sabin. I think there's only one thing that could be said about this match. I think Chris Sabin says it best.
Oh, shit. The bloody thing's gone. I'll leave you hanging for a bit longer. Don't worry.
Keep me hanging. Yeah. I was setting that up beautifully.
Sick! Come on, Sammy, move.
Not because you're sick, no. I mean, that wasn't the one I was setting up for. Do it for you. I think it's going to be great. I think this is going to be a fabulous match. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, you know, Trey Miguel is absolutely smashing it at the moment, and Chris Sabin is smashing it as well. You know, is there a possibility we could see the Rascals return at this point?
That is not an appropriate question.
I'm still not the right one. Well, though, having said that, it's an inappropriate question, thinking that we could see the Rascals return. It could be an inappropriate
question. I love this match!
There you go. I think it's going to be a cracker. I think it's going to be great. And I'd like to see some shenanigans. I'd like to see the Rascals return.
For that. Oh, yeah. I think it would be a great way to start bringing the Rascals back in if it's sharp, especially because Sabin's going to be on his own. He's not going to have Alex Shelley at ringside too, because Shelley's going to be focused on the six man match. So it's going to be interesting. It's not going to end cleanly, that's for sure.
It's going to be a banger, according to Zach Bonifer. It's going to be an absolute banger. No, you're right, buddy. It certainly is. We've also then got the number one contenders match that we were just talking about with regards to Alex Shelley. We've got Moose, Eddie Edwards, Jonathan Gresham, Alex Shelley versus Frankie Kazarian. That's going to be insanely good. That is going to be insanely good. look what Mir's saying. Joker, you're being paid the big bucks to do the job or be future endeavored. He's doing the best he can. Let's calm down. Let's do the best he can. Anyway, forget all of that. Talk to me about this match. So, number one contender match: Moose, Eddie Edwards, Jonathan Gresham, Yuya Uemura, Alex Shelley, and Frankie Kazarian. Thoughts? What are your thoughts?
Match of the night contender. This is going to be insane. I'm looking forward to this since it was announced. And the six-man tag match we had last week, that set the tone for everything. You know, I think we're going to see Kazarian versus Eddie Edwards down the line, for sure. Eddie Edwards has just pissed everybody off so he's going to be one of the prime targets, as is Kazarian as well, given that he's come back and all the glory's on him. So we got the two big targets there. And it's going to be really interesting. Alex Shelley's got a lot. He's one of these guys. He's got nothing to lose, so he's an interesting addition to this match. Sammy's topic.
Oh, and, dear me, yeah. Sammy's not happy right now. He's turning into the death machine. He's death machining you all over the place.
Sammy wants some
love. If Courtney was here now, she'd be very happy to see see Sammy on screen, wouldn't she? Definitely. Come on. Yeah, it's going to be a great match. I think it's going to be good. Like I say, the talent that's in that ring is crazy. You've got experience like all over the place. You've got Yuya Uemura, an up and coming fantastic talent. He's got to be absolutely
he's just getting better and better every week.
Yeah, but he's got to be loving the fact that he's in this match. When you look at the talent level in that match, and the experience. I mean, Frankie Kazarian, Eddie Edwards, Alex Shelley, Jonathan Gresham, and then Moose as well. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's a crazy match. That is talent literally for miles. You know what I mean? That is insane. That's just crazy. Bonus baby say you'd like to see Jonathan Gresham for the win there. I can't see that, but yeah, you never know. I'd like to see Jonathan Gresham going for the X Division title, actually. I think he's more suited to that, personally. But, you know, you don't know. Aldis is back. Yes, come on, Aldis. Or is he? He could be at WWE. He could be at AEW. We just don't know. You know, it could be
a hologram.
We even get Friday. Yeah, it could be a hologram. Yeah. Maybe we'll get Magnus. Maybe we'll just get like Magnus doing a hologram match or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Kenny King versus Nick Aldis. I'm not even going to talk about that because he's such a dick. Then we've got Trinity in her Impact Plus debut. Giselle Shaw versus Trinity. I think this is going to be a really good cracking match. We know how good Giselle is. Yeah, we know how good Giselle is. She obviously wants a spotlight. Trini at the moment has got the glow. I think this is going to be a really, really good match. The crowd's going to go nuts for this. Do you think?
Yeah, it's one of these matches that a lot of people are going to be doubting is going to be any good. And it's going to be one of the ones that are really going to surprise everybody or possibly steal the show. It's one that fans are going to be really invested in. And it being up in Canada, Giselle Shaw's home country, and the pop that Trinity got when she went, it was in Chicago, that's just going to be doubled in Canada as well, given how popular she is worldwide. It's one of those matches that is really going to stand out just for the hype and the atmosphere alone, never mind what's going to happen in the ring.
You just never know. I just think it's going to be... I think that she proved on her Impact debut that she is good. Definitely. She can go. I think she's proved it. She can go. So I'm really looking forward to this. Giselle Shaw always improve on her ring work. What does that mean? Sorry, Norma, I don't understand what that means, but she does. I think Giselle Shaw's fantastic in the ring, to be honest.
Yeah, she's really, really well-polished and solid in the ring now. She's incredible.
I think she's great. So I think she's going to be a great opponent for Trinity. I really do. I think they're going to gel well. I'm looking forward to that. We've also got Jordan's last chance knockout title match. So Deanna Purrazzo versus Jordan Grace with that stipulation that if she cannot beat Deanna, then that is the last time she gets to challenge Deanna whilst Deanna's champion. Could this be the last time we see Jordan Grace for a while? I've heard a rumor that she's going in for some competitions in the next couple of months. So maybe it is. Maybe they're writing her off TV for a little while. I don't know because I've noticed that they've not published any matches with Jordan Grace for the following TV. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see on that one. I think that she's got some stuff going on and I think Impact have written her off for it. We'll see. But I think, again, I think this will be a contender for match of the night. Definitely. As always, they've got incredible chemistry. And even Deanna's saying that. It's like dream match. Dream match 3 or dream match 4 or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah, exactly. And Bonus Baby there is saying, obviously, Speedy recovers to Trinity's girl, Mercedes Moné. So she can come do some Impact dates, of course. Yeah, we want her well, but she looks like she's broken her leg. Is that right?
Yes, she's injured her leg and she's going to be out for about three or four months or so. I don't know the full details. I found out on Facebook that she that had to pull out of a match off. She was injured during a match.
The other one ended up winning the title.
Yeah, so she actually had to drop the title.
Because I don't know, to be honest. I have no idea whether, because wasn't it vacant or something? And it was or the other one. I don't know, because I don't follow it too much. I think it's a new title. So the match was going on. I think possibly Mercedes was due to win it. She ended up hurting herself, so the other one won it. Is it Nightingale or something? Summit Nightingale. Willow Nightingale, right?
Yeah.
So, and so I don't know whether that changed or whether Willow Nightingale was due to win it anyway, because I know that, like, Mercedes is not tied in to a contract with New Japan. She's just like, she's like paying her appearance, as far as I'm aware. So that's interesting. That's interesting. But, you know, you never know. We might see her turn up down the line. She's, you know, she's happy to come to an Impact Wrestling show. So why wouldn't she appear? And she, you know, her mate Trini's obviously having a great time. So you never know. We've then got the main event. I mean, the main event, no DQ for the Impact Wrestling World title, Steve Macklin versus PCO. Now, you know, I think they've built this really well, actually.
It's been built brilliantly. I love it. I love how they built this.
Yeah, I think it's been built really well. I love what they did last week on Impact with the whole sledgehammer on the blocks thing. Thought that was quite cool. You know, PCO at the end of the day is not human. It doesn't matter what you do to him. He's going to keep coming. So this is going to be an absolute barn burner of a match. I think it's going to be brutal. I think we're going to see a side of Steve Macklin that we might not have seen before. I have seen him do a few at Wrestling Revolver where he's gone proper hardcore. So
he goes nasty, nasty. It's nasty and then there's nasty, nasty. And then there's tag and bag and mayhem for all.
Yeah. No,
even
definitely.
Sammy likes the idea of that, don't you? Yes.
Definitely. Mayhem. There you go. So she got a broken ankle. Then Willow got the win. Willow win, didn't see the ROH title at the Impact.
She did challenge the Ring of Honor World title, women's title when Impact Wrestling have their short thing with Impact. Do it after Deonna Purrazzo challenge for the women's world title. We're a Nightingale challenge for it.
Yeah.
On Impact Wrestling. And then Tony Khan bought Ring of Honor.
That's right. I can show some love for the superstar Billy Graham. You know, RIP, my friend. I didn't mention it purely and simply because it had already been covered a couple of times from TNI, so that's why I didn't cover it again. But yeah, you know, RAP Billy, superstar Billy Graham, amazing, influential wrestler, and we appreciate everything that he did. I think it's one of those, we're not worthy, Billy Graham.
You weren't worthy.
No, none of us were worthy for him. So there you go. Anna's saying that Willow is great. She's from my area, and I see her on her local indies. So I think we've got a hell of a card, I think we've got at least two or three matches in there that, or maybe even four, that could steal the show. I mean, you think about Ace and Bay versus Subculture, that could be a cracker. We've got the number one contender match. I think that could be a cracker. Obviously, we've got Jordan versus Deanna. We know that previously they've been crackers, so this could be even better. We've also got, obviously, the no DQ with Macklin and PCO. That could be a hell of a match as well. So I think when you look at it, there's bangers top to bottom, isn't there, really?
Yeah.
Absolute bangers top to bottom. So I'm looking forward to it this Friday. On Impact Plus or Ultimate Insiders, or of course, if you just want to buy it as a standalone, it's available on Fight TV as well. Going to be a cracker. Let's talk about this week, though. Let's talk about what we got before we get to Under Siege. So This week we had the digital media exclusive match, which was Jody Threat versus Masha Slamovich. And Jesus Christ, that was hard hitting.
Incredible match.
That was an amazing match.
It went on for nearly 20 minutes, and it was just back-to-back, hard hitting, unbelievable offense from both of them.
At one point, I thought Jody had taken Masha's head off her shoulders. A bit where there was a kick. She came bouncing through the ring, just literally took Masha's head off. I was like, Jesus Christ. But that was a hell of a match. Really, really enjoyed
Incredible.
That.
Incredible. I loved it.
So, if you have not seen this match, you need to go watch this match directly after tonight's show. All right, go and watch this match. Very, very good match. Very good match. I don't know where it's been released in regards to what's going on with regards to BTI. I haven't seen a release on that up until we went on air. I didn't see what the match was, but I did keep checking. If anybody knows, like normally Mir pops it in the chat for us because I got no idea who it is. Courtney's in the house.
Hey, Courtney.
Nice to see you. So if anybody knows what the BTI match is, then please let me know. And I agree. Jody Threat, Masha Slamovich, what a tag team that would be.
Sami Callihan versus Shogun.
Oh, that's what's happening, is it?
Yeah.
Tonight. Tomorrow on BTI. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Nice to see Shogun nice to see Shogun getting some ring time. So that's good as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so always late, but here. We appreciate that you turn up, Courtney. We really do. Definitely. It's awesome that you're here. So Chris Sabin versus Mike Bailey. We've got a proper match-heavy show this Thursday.
Yeah.
So we've got Chris Sabin versus Mike Bailey. That's going to be a cracker. A squash match between Jordan Grace and Alicia Edwards. Jordan is going to absolutely destroy her. I just can't see any other outcome on that one because otherwise Jordan's going to look really weak leading into her match. And we know we don't want that. So we've also got Taylor Wilde versus Jessica.
Oh, that's going to be good. That's going to be really good.
I think that would be good. We know how well Taylor Wilde works with the bigger girls. So Jim.
Yeah.
Remember her match with Awesome Kong? I think they featured it on Facebook earlier this week.
Incredible.
There's a bit there where they actually, Taylor Wilde tried to power bomb Awesome Kong, which was interesting. But yeah, I think that could be a really good match. I love the coven anyway. We all love Jessica because she is sick. We love her. Hey, J Bone. Nice to see you, the Bone Daddy. Rich Swann versus Angels. So obviously that's obviously a design versus Sammy type thing going on there. So that's going to be a great match. I mean, both those guys are incredible talent. So that's going to be a great match. I've heard massive things about this one. John Skyler versus Chris Bay. So, you know, an ABC, obviously the tag champs versus the good hand, John Skyler. I've heard that this match is an absolute banger. So I'm looking forward to this one. That's something else. I got a funny feeling during Taylor Wilde and Jessica match, that's when we're going to get Courtney Rush. We'll see.
Oh.
I have a feeling
Rosemary's...
She's going to come back as Courtney Rush. It's one of those like scenarios of like, you know, when Sue Young come back as Susie, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
Completely different... persona sort of thing for a little while. However, I did find it interesting that at the meet and greets, Rosemary's there. So I don't know how long she's going to be Courtney Rush. So Kenny King versus Sheldon Jean. Kenny King and Sheldon Jean. I like Sheldon Jean. I think he's really good. Versus Decay, Crazy Steve, and Black Taurus. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we've got 6 matches.
Yeah, so this is going to get killed in like a minute and a half. And then...
I don't know. That's mental. I just can't believe it. Like I said, I think it's sort of 5 and probably a 2-minute squash with Jordan and Alicia.
Yeah.
Possibly. But and then I think we're, like I said, I think we're going to get some interference with a Taylor Wilde, Jessica. We're probably going to get some interference with Swan and Angels, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Probably some shenanigans will go on with John with the Good Hands, I would imagine. But I've heard it's a great match, so I'm looking forward to it. But Kenny King, Sheldon Jean, that should be a good one. I tell you, Kenny King with Sheldon Jean, I think that's going to be a good little tag team. I think what's interesting is it's almost like they're experimenting a little bit with some tag yeah. teams, putting a couple of people together, see if they gel, see what they're like. Yeah, I think he's really good. Barry saying that Sheldon Jean has the in-ring ability and the right look. I agree. I think he's going to go a long way. Quick hello to Donald there. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I think Sheldon's amazing. I mean, he's got size. He's got athleticism. He's incredible. He's great. And just a little bit more polishing up, I think, on his promo stuff and the backstage stuff. And I think
he's with Kenny King's. If Kenny King is taking him under his wing, so to speak, then. Oh my God! give it a couple of months and then watch him, buddy, blow the roof off with his mic skills. Because nothing beats the K-I-N-G King.
Exactly. Someone's going to go down. Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's just about all we've got time for this week, guys. But don't forget to tune in to the TNI Impact Review Show tomorrow night, live on YouTube and Twitch directly after Impact is aired on Access TV, Fight Network in Canada, Impact Plus, YouTube Insiders, and of course DAZN. Please don't forget to head over to TNI Patreon for exclusive extra content when you sign up. And of course, join our Discord where we pretty much talk about everything Impact and wrestling related, as well as movies and other sports, etc. Even WWE and AEW is on there. So lots going on, but they do lots of like watch parties and all sorts of stuff like that on there as well. Definitely worth checking that out. All TNI shows are available to all you listen on the go fans on audio only via SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. We are there. Where can we find you on the socials, Joe?
You can find me on Twitter at JerkEmptySpace. You can jump onto Facebook or Twitter, look for #EmptySpace, #IntoTheVoid, or offensive to a tickle your taste buds and your sense of humor, #DailyGiggle. But approach with an open mind and you just might keep your sanity.
Wow. And of course, if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about myself, you can find me on the Twitter sphere at LordBison45. I am available on Facebook if you can find me. Of course, I'm on there with my real name, so you might struggle, but to be fair, if you put in #bison or something like that, I'm sure you'll find me. Please take the time to help us out moving up the rankings on YouTube by giving us a thumbs up, and if you're new to us and you like what you see, then please consider hitting that subscribe button. Don't forget to give the bell a tickle, a squeeze, a smash. I gotta go down there, haven't I? A smash that
way. Yeah, otherwise you hit me in the nose otherwise,
right in there. That's it. To never miss any of the great content coming out from the UK and the US teams every single week. And of course, it's what we do. We talk Impact, guys. So don't forget also to follow Total Nonstop Impact on Twitter and Instaneck and Facebook at We Talk Impact. Really important you go and do that for us, guys. And of course, don't forget to share the content. Let people know. If you love the show, share it. You know, we get a couple of hundred people watching this show every single week. If every single one of you shared it, we probably double the amount of people that can watch the show. So make sure you share it. Make sure you hit that like button. It makes a massive, massive difference. Courtney says she's going to be watching the replay of the show. Fair enough. You didn't get too much of it towards the end there, darling. But again, the replay is really good. But with all that said, I've been your host, Bison, and he's been the incredible Joker and Sammy, Joker and Sammy. And this has been episode 134 of Impacted. Take care, guys.
We're Bison! We are Impacted!